Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, here's Damien O'Mara now.
Mary, good morning to you. It is soccer to start, where Manchester United began their UEFA Europa League campaign last night with a 1-1 draw with FC Twente at Old Trafford. Christian Eriksen gave United the lead in the 35th minute. The Dutch side equalised in the second half. Eriksen himself guilty of very softly giving away possession for the second goal. Elsewhere, Republic of Ireland international Troy Parrott scored on what was his European debut as AZ Alkmaar won 3-2 at home against Elfsborg. His 74th minute penalty was the game's winning goal. It's his fifth goal in seven appearances this season. The Europa League will continue with nine further games tonight. Defending champions Liverpool came from behind to beat West Ham 5-1 as they began their Carabao Cup campaign last night. Diogo Jota scored twice. Liverpool's last two goals came in the 90th and 93rd minute, and after West Ham had had Edson Alvarez sent off. Arsenal beat Bolton by the same scoreline in what was a night of landmarks for the club last night. They included four academy graduates in their starting lineup. 17-year-old Ethan Wanneri scored twice, while goalkeeper Jack Porter became the youngest player to ever start a game for Arsenal at just 16 years and 72 days old. He broke the record, which was previously held by Cesc Fabregas. His selection justified, according to manager Mikel Arteta.
We told him yesterday, and he was over the moon straight away. I think he spoke to his family. And they weren't prepared for that. It's a big step. It's a big occasion for them, and I think they were nervous about it. But I think he reacted really well. He was really composed yesterday in training, today as well. His teammates really helped him as well on that. And what an experience, and what a way to break a record. Jack has been training with us since pre-season, and we were confident that he could do the role. Obviously, he plays in the national team. We've seen what he can do, and we believe it was the right choice.
Quite a bit of coverage in the papers this morning on the FAI's latest briefing on its football pathways plan. This is the association's strategy to maximise the potential for Irish football. Chief Football Officer Mark Cannon, from whom we'll hear in the next hour, spoke of a desire to have all Irish international teams deploy a similar tactical approach. Plans for a third tier within the League of Ireland are to be examined. It does, however, appear that government funding to support League of Ireland academies has hit somewhat of a stumbling block, with players no longer able to leave for the UK until they turn 18. It means clubs here now have a bigger demand on their resources. However, attempts to seek financing through the European Commission's Brexit Adjustment Reserve, they were central to the FAI's AGM earlier this month. However, Minister for Public Expenditure Pascal Donoghue yesterday confirmed that negotiations around that fund ended some time ago. So we'll have to wait and see if any funding can appear from somewhere else. Soccer did receive over €41 million yesterday through the Community Sports Facilities Fund. €230 million was allocated across 40 sports, with just short of €97 million going to Gaelic games. There's also a financial warning today for club rugby in England, with a new report released finding that 7 of the 10 English Premiership clubs are balance sheet insolvent. They lost a total of £30 million last year, and the study says only 3 would be viable if their financial benefactors withdrew their support. Play is underway this morning at the DP World Tour Spanish Open. Shane Lowry is amongst the early starters. He'll be on course within the next half hour. Sarah Byrne and Lauren Walsh are in the field at the French Open on the Ladies European Tour later. While many of the world's leading stars are in action at the President's Cup, which gets underway in Quebec, the United States are looking to win a 10th consecutive match over the international team. World number 3 Mark Allen plays the 19-year-old Belgian Ben Mertens in the third round of Snooker's Ranking British Open today. The Listowel Racing Harvest Festival continues to feature today the listed Liam Healy Memorial L'Artigue Hurdle. That's off at 3:30, the card there away from 2:20. And the Aidan O'Brien trained Monumental is the favourite for the Tattersall Stakes, which is on the card in Newmarket today, Mary.